continue today in Pirkei Avos, still in the third mishnah of the first chapter. So remember again, yesterday we introduced this idea of Antigonus. And Antigonus taught us about the concept of altruistic service. So he says, "Al tiu kavodim hamishamshin asarav amnasa kavod pras." As we saw, do not be like servants who worship the master for the sake of receiving reward. Rather, "Elo havu kavodim hamishamshin asarav shelo amnasa kavod pras." But rather, go ahead and be like servants who worship the master, not for the sake of receiving reward. And the question that all of the commentaries ask on the Mishnah is a very basic one. The second statement seems to be redundant. In other words, Antigonus told us, do not be like servants who worship the master for the sake of receiving reward. Okay? Then he says, be like servants who worship the master not for the sake of receiving reward. So once he phrased it in the negative, don't be like the servant, then obviously he tells me, be like the servant who's worshiping not for reward. So why the need for the double lashon? Why the need for the redundancy? And I want to share with you two incredibly beautiful insights. The first is the insight of the Slonim Rebbe. So the Slonim Rebbe says, he picks up on the idea that if you look at the lashon, it says, Elohavu ka'avodim hamishamshin esarav shalom, be like servants who worship the master not for the sake of receiving reward. So the Slonim Rebbe says, why does it say be like servants? Why doesn't it just say hevu avodim hamishamshin esarav shalom nazkal pras? Be servants. What do you mean be like servants? Be a servant who serves God not for the sake of receiving reward. So I saw Slonim Rebbe says so beautiful. Listen to his words. Afilu adayin lo higatem ledargas avodim halolu. Let's say a person says, you know what, yesterday's shiur we spoke about all this idea of altruistic service, serving God for the sake of God, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu just to give him back something without asking for anything in return. Beautiful. But what happens if I say to myself, you know what, I'm not on that level. I am not on that level. That's just not me. So I say to myself, you know what, if I can't go ahead and live up to the expectation as set down for me in the Mishnah through Antigonus, what's the point in trying? What's the point in doing anything if at the end of the day I'm not going to measure up to the expectation that has been laid down for me in the Mishnah? To which the Slonim Rebbe says something so beautiful. Even if you have not reached this level of being like a servant who worships the master for the sake of receiving reward, Don't give up. Just because it can't be perfect does not mean that it can't be good. K'derach she'amru Chazal, li'olam ya'asok adam b'Torah mitzvos af al pi shelo lishma, shemitoch shelo lishma b'lishma. And here the Slonim Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. He says sometimes in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we become perfectionists, or maybe better stated, absolutists. I know the ideal level I'm supposed to be at. And sometimes I get this crazy thought in my head that if I can't operate on that level, anything else I do is worthless and meaningless. Comes along Antigonus and he says, that is not correct. The ideal, of course, is be a servant who worships HaKadosh Baruch Hu not for the sake of receiving reward. Be the servant who worships altruistically. But even if you're not on that level, hevu ke'avadim, be like servants, okay? What does it mean, be like servants? So I think what the Slonim Rebbe is teaching us is really an incredible yisod, which is that, you know, you can really look at this. The pasuk in Shema says, "V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol moedecha." You should love Hashem with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your means, all of your money, all of your money. So Rashi HaKadosh, when he comments on that pasuk, says, "What does it mean? Asei dvarav me'ava. Serve God when you do the mitzvahs. Do it with love. Do it like with love." So the question is, what is Rashi coming to add over here? When the positive love Hashem, so Rashi says, do it from love. And Rashi is teaching us an incredible idea. You see, the big problem with V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is you can't legislate love. You can't legislate love. You can't tell someone, you could tell someone to keep Shabbos, you could tell someone to keep Kashrus, you can't tell someone to love you. And God can't command me to love him either. You can't, love is an emotion. You feel it or you don't feel it. So Rashi says something amazing. He says, "V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, is not an emotional mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah of the emotions. It's not a mitzvah to regulate feelings, but rather, it's a behavioral mitzvah. When you do the mitzvos, do them in a way that looks like you love it. Do the mitzvahs, perform the mitzvahs in a way that look like you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perform your Yiddishkeit, live your Yiddishkeit in a way that looks like you're passionate and you're excited. I am not. I'm just going through the motions. To which Rashi says, sometimes you just gotta fake it till you make it. You just have to go ahead and try your best. And even if you put on that smile on your face, okay, you'll move forward, you'll do it. And you know what, something amazing happens, which is over enough times of sustained positive behavior. In other words, that if I do my mitzvahs, I do them in a way where it looks like I love them. It looks like I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Acharei HaPa'ulos Nimshachos HaLevavos. The way I feel is shaped by the way that I act. You see, we often think it's the opposite. We think that we have to wait to feel a certain way until our actions become meaningful. But in fact, it's just the opposite. The way you feel is the manifestation of what you do. Engage in good things. Engage in positive, dynamic activity. Live a good life. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do mitzvos, and you will come to feel it on the inside. Because the way I act ultimately influences who I am. So that's why Rashi says, is not a commandment to love. Because as we said, you can't legislate love. But means serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that it looks like you love him. So if someone were to look at me performing my mitzvos, they would say, wow, that guy is really in love with God. That guy really loves his Yiddishkeit. And if you keep up the behavioral end, ultimately the feelings will seep in. And that's what Antigonus is saying, as tells the Slalom Rebbe, that although we're creating this beautiful ideal for Avodas Hashem, beautiful ideal, serve God for altruistic purposes, don't ask for anything in return, give him something, because look at everything he's giving you. Look at everything he's giving you. Look at all the brachos I have. So of course I owe it to him to give him one piece of altruistic service. Like we said yesterday, one mitzvah a day, one tefillah a day. But I'm not on the level. So it says the Slanimer, Ela habu ke'avadim ha'misham shnes rav shalo amanas l'kabal pras. Be like servants. You might not feel it on the inside, and you might not even want to give it to God from the way you're feeling on the inside, but force yourself. Push yourself into a positive behavioral pattern, and the feelings will ultimately come. And this is so incredibly important. So many times in life, we lead uninspired lives. And we make a mistake of waiting for inspiration, right? I hear this all the time. I'm waiting to be inspired. Okay, I'm also waiting to be inspired. But if you wait to be inspired, you wait an entire lifetime. Instead of waiting to be inspired, engage in inspirational activity. And even if that inspirational activity doesn't make you feel any different right now, give it some time and it will. Give it some time and inspirational dynamic activity will influence and inform internal inspiration as well. Even if you're not the servant who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for the sake of receiving reward, you could be like that servant. And as long as behaviorally you act like that servant, the feelings and the emotions are sure to come. You know, we have to stop waiting to be inspired. We have to stop waiting to feel on fire. Stop waiting to feel passionate about God or about Yiddishkeit. Start engaging in passionate behaviors, excited behaviors, ruchniyistik, beautiful spiritual behaviors. The passion and the feeling and the excitement is sure to come. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.